Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use the game Monster of the Week to tell a story of recuperating rescuers and melodramatic mavens in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the Initiate. And they say sticks and stones may break my bones, but being flung from a car will also do some damage.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. And I don't want to point fingers, but I need a new finger.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the monstrous. And I've been at the hospital too many times this year. There's no joke here. My friends keep getting hurt, and it's not okay.
And now let's do a quick word from this week's Mystery County sponsor. Erin, what's the name of this business?
Oh, this is Jerky for people who aren't jerks.
Hi, excuse me.
Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, I'm trying to just, you know, go on a long road trip, but all my beef, it is, it's just too wet.
You a jerk or what?
No, most people would describe me as generally pretty pleasant.
Well, then get out of here, friend. Welcome to Jerky for people who aren't jerks. This is my wife. She'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, come on over here and pick up as many. We got different flavors of jerky for anybody who's not a jerk.
Wow.
You seem like a cool individual.
I've been told.
Put this in your mouth. Chomp on it.
Whoa. Hey, move out of the way. I gotta get myself some jerky.
I don't think so. Just like Olivia Wilde, we have a no a-holes policy. Turn around and walk out the door and let the non-jerks enjoy.
This is so good. And I can eat it with my good friends.
It'll only work if you're not a jerk.
What if I have jerk-like thoughts?
Don't tell us about it.
Uh-oh.
All right. So unfortunately, the Linux got pulled away kind of last minute and aren't able to join us today. So we thought we would do something in the time-honored tradition of TV shows everywhere and just have an interlude episode. Crashly, your friends are in the hospital. Shamanda is still recovering from her medically induced coma after the car accident in the limo Hummer. And Adam had his pinky finger reattached after cutting it off to get out of Constantinople. They're both in good spirits, but you're both there. Forgive me, and this is out of character. Teenagers still are usually held in like the children's ward, right? Of a hospital.
I think so. They'd be in the pediatric ward.
The pediatric, so. That's the word.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm throwing a fit about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Crashly, yeah, your friends are in the pediatric ward. Adam and Shamanda, obviously, it's a little weird because everybody else here is a child and you're by far the two oldest people here.
Basically an adult. I can vote in like 2 years.
Yeah, but like all of the Jell-O is like so nice. We have every flavor here. Red, yeah. Green, yellow, blue.
The list goes on. Crashly, the three of you are there. You kind of, Adam and Shamanda have, I think probably in part because of the fact that they're so much older, Pinky, St. Christ, and the other nurses decided to put you two in the same room.
Oh, could you please not say Pinky?
It's my name. I don't know what you want, son.
I need a new nurse.
I need a new patient.
Hey,
calm down, Adam.
Adam.
What? First of all, I'm basically in a nursery right now. They keep changing my diaper. And
Do
second
they?
Of all, Well, I keep pooping myself, so yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe you should...
I guess it's to keep changing the sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Adam, you know what my favorite NSYNC song is? Digital, digital, get down. Get it? Because you know how digit...
Damn.
I do, and that's brutal, Charmanda.
It got reattached.
No, come on. You guys, we have to at least laugh a little bit about it. Like, we're in the baby section. That's true. Crazy.
It just sucks because they put the finger on the wrong way the first time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Which way did they put it on?
Tip first.
Wait.
My nail is my bone.
It's really weird. They found out that guy wasn't a doctor at all or a surgeon.
Yeah, he snuck in.
Yeah, he snuck in.
That's not even, that's crazy stuff like that happens all the time.
Yeah, he was a real jerk.
He was a jerk. Yeah. You know where he won't be eating? That new jerky place.
Probably not. They don't let jerks eat there.
No, but I brought y'all some jerky.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes, dried meat. Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't tell anyone it's turkey jerky. Or
oh my gosh.
Don't tell Derek. You know what I mean?
But you guys, like, I feel like... The kid doctor thing is like straight out of like a soap opera. I'm sure it'll end up on next season of What Goes Up for sure.
Do you get that channel here?
It's a hospital. They only play CNN and like grandma channels. So like, yeah.
Yeah. And baby stuff.
Can we watch it? It's on in like 1 minute.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we could turn it on. Oh, let me just click the button with my...
Finger? Oh. I don't think so.
Okay. They said lay off all the fingers for at least for 6 weeks.
Shamanda picks up like the giant remote control that's like connected to the bed somehow and just like beep, burp, bonk, turns on the TV.
And the TV snaps on and it's just in time for the next episode of the classic superior local soap opera, What Goes Up. And we join that in progress. Previously on What Goes Up?
You will love me someday, PETA, or my name isn't Sugar Bean Buns.
You're nuttier than a two-scoop sundae, or my name isn't Sweet Daddy Magnolia. Escalade.
I'm new to town. That's all you need to know. That and I'm Kevinston Brattleford.
The show opens on a lighthouse. It's dark. It's very clearly a day shot that they're just putting a blue filter over. But there's cresting waves hitting up against the lighthouse out at the tip of Marquette Superior. There's a single light in the lighthouse, not the light at the top, but in one of the windows, and the camera zooms in, and we find ourselves inside a sparsely decorated, very Spartan space that is the Marquette Lighthouse, the only lighthouse in town. And there we find Kevinston Brattleford. Kevinston, who are you with?
Oh, I am with Peter Parker.
Okay, Peter Parker is there, and he is. What is currently happening between you two?
He's crying on my shoulder.
Yeah, and he's like, and I haven't told either of them, and I don't know what to do about it. Kevinston, what do I do?
Listen, Peter, what you need to do is wipe your tears away. Don't ever let anyone see you cry. They'll just use it against you.
And I think I'm going to go ahead and we're going to jump into this. I think this is, you are keeping a secret with this.
Nice. Yep. I've had that.
Either that or you're spilling your guts out. Which one is it?
Keeping a secret.
Okay, great. So go ahead and what is your motivation for this secret? Like there's something that you're alluding to in this, Kevinston, that you're not telling Peter. And why is that? Is it because of love, need, spite, panic, or drama?
It's drama.
Okay. You're just keeping a secret because you want to, basically. Yeah. Great. Roll 2d6 plus your drama, which I believe is 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That is a 13.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You get to choose one of the following. Either you leave evidence of your duplicity and then you decide who finds it. You're trapped in this situation. What will it take to get out? Or you raise false suspicions. What sort of panic do you start?
I raise false suspicions.
Okay, great. What are the false suspicions you raise in Peter Parker when you tell him that he just needs to move on?
I tell him to move on, and I wanted to raise suspicions about, like, maybe Otis Flotus had something to do with this.
Yeah, so Peter's like, oh, really? You know, I have to ask, Kevinston. Otis Flotus came into my shop and he asked about you. Do you know him?
Do I know Otis Flotus?
Yeah, the blueberry farmer, part of the Blueberry Alliance.
Yeah, I know of Otis Flotus. I know all of Otis Flotus.
Then you know what it's like to be in love?
I've been in love once, yeah. With a second cousin, maybe.
Oh.
Familial love.
Oh, I see. I see. And then at that point, there is a knock at the door. And I think Aaron or Rashawn, tell me which of you is, or really of all of the characters that we know of, who is knocking at the door of Kevinston Brattleford?
I mean, I was going to be knocking at the lighthouse door to find Peter.
Great.
I don't, yeah.
And that is what is happening because you're at the lighthouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there's a knock at the door, Kevinston.
Huh. Peter, throw the sheet over your head.
Will do. Don't let anybody know I'm here. I don't want anybody to see me in this state.
Listen, you keep those tears bottled up. The best thing about emotion is holding them in.
Right, Kevinston. You're a strong man, and I like that.
Yeah, and just remember, this is all Otis Flotus's fault.
I will. He puts a sheet over his head and hides in the corner. Surprisingly, looks like a dust covered piece of furniture. There's a lot of them in the lighthouse. You just recently moved into the lighthouse.
Yeah, honestly, half of those are people.
Oh God,
Jesus!
Not dead.
Also hiding.
Yeah,
I love it. So Sugar Bean is there at the door, Kevinston.
Hey, what's up?
Oh,
how are you, boss?
Oh, hello. Oh, it's you. I was looking for someone else, but yes, I'm glad you are here working at my lighthouse. I wasn't meeting anyone here but you.
Okay, this seems definitely like you are trying to keep a secret as well.
Suspicious.
Yeah. I am.
So go ahead and Sugar Bean, roll mm-hmm. for us. Well, it sounds like I would guess this is either love, panic, or drama. Is that?
Yeah, I think it's love. And I'm rolling 2d6.
Yeah,
right?
Roll 2d6 okay. Plus your love.
Yeah, I got a 6 total.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on a miss, let's see. I'm going to go straightforward with this. The person that you were trying to keep a secret from is Kevinston. Kevinston, mm-hmm. you gain one backstory against Sugar Bean, and you get Ooh. you get narrative rights over the outcome in this case. So you get to describe how this puts you in an advantageous position.
Okay, this puts me in an advantage. Okay,
so, yeah.
So Peter Parker, I assume, told me about his tryst or Gwen's tryst, right?
It was Peter's tryst.
Yeah,
it was Peter's tryst with
Sugar
yeah.
Bean.
Yeah,
yeah, and Peter, he told me all about it, and. I think I sort of see on like Sugar Bean's neck a big old hickey that's in the exact same size as Peter Parker's mouth. Sugar Bean, it appears you have a bit of a scab on your neck.
Well, it appears that you haven't drawn out of town to Mystery County.
You seem flustered.
Listen, when the actor who plays Sugar Bean says Mystery County, she looks right into the camera because she knows the fans fucking love it.
The fans love any reference to a small town, a regional area
exactly.
in Superior. Yeah. Also, the like EP and the directors of the show fucking hate it when you do that. But yeah, there's no control over it because you're one of the beloved stars. Yeah,
that's right. And I say, it looks like you didn't. Well, sure, I'm flustered because you're not doing your job. I asked you to drive to Mystery County to get some more bricks for the lighthouse, and you're here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was just about to go. I just had to make sure that I parkered my car in the right spot.
What are you trying to say right now?
I think you know exactly what I'm trying to say, Sugar Bean.
Great. I think this is a pushback
yeah.
mm.
on Kevinson's part. Mm. So Kevinston, you are trying to push back, standing firm and taking no crap.
Mm-hmm.
What is your motivation for this? Is it love, need, spite, panic, or drama?
Spite. Okay. Wait, actually, drama.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. You just...
I think I'm just doing this to be dramatic.
Yeah. So go ahead and roll plus drama.
It is 9.
Okay. Mm. On a 7 to 9, you'll have to raise the stakes to back up your words. So you're going to have to harm either, you know, socially, financially, or physically Sugar Bean or yourself in order to prove your firmness.
I can do it against Sugar Bean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Either you either need to hurt Sugar Bean or hurt yourself to show how serious you are.
Yeah. I'm going to hurt her socially. I'm like, doesn't Peter Parker date Gwen? It seems so weird that he's been spending time with you.
Oh, does it seem weird for two adults to have coffee sometimes?
Yeah, but usually they keep their pants on during coffee.
And I'm going to juice this a little bit. If you're trying to hurt her socially, yeah. I think since you know that you have Peter Parker in a cupboard,
yeah.
I think you probably try to get her to say something that you know would hurt his feelings.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. Let me ask, is he really as big as a Spider-Man?
Bigger.
Oh, so you don't take the bait at all? No, I think you take the bait.
I do. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because he's succeeding at pushing back at you.
Oh, succeeding. Sorry.
So he's trying to hurt you. So.
What am I, Alan Linnick? Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to the fam.
Pew, pew, pew. I love him.
Is he the? Yeah. I'll rephrase that. I hear that he can be a bit. Is he a good lover? I mean, you've had a lot, right?
I've had more than you can even imagine. So don't try.
And in the corner, you just hear a small gasp from one of the what looks like a chair.
Yeah.
Oh, heavens. Are the mice back?
Yeah, the mice are back.
Oh, that's
and they have good memories.
We'll cut over to Sweet Daddy Escalade. Sweet Daddy, where are you at right now?
Sweet Daddy Escalade is in a wonderful sauna at the Sweet Daddy Day Spa, sitting across from the one, the only, Curdle Escalade.
And Curdle Escalade is the matriarch of the Escalade family, right? The your grandmother?
Yeah, she always said the cream does rise to the top, but she's curdled.
from what we have established in terms of backstory stuff, your relationship with Curdle is a little strained because she took you to court one time and won, correct?
Yes, Mama took me to court when I was just 10 years old. she knew that I had business acumen, but wanted to put the fear of the law in my hand, so she sued me for never cleaning my room.
Yeah, and so Curdle is there. She's like, even in the sauna, she still is huddled up and looks cold. She has like a shawl over her shoulders, and she's like, "You look like you're letting yourself go, Sweet Daddy."
Mama, don't say such mean things. Why are you such an evil beast all the time?
You gotta be evil in this world. Sweetness isn't enough to get you where you need to go.
Well, maybe it should be. Because, Mama, I'm telling you, I'm going through it right now. I got all these great businesses, lines of income coming in. But there are snakes in the cream, Mama.
And right at that point, you get a burp on your 2006 cell phone.
It's a Nokia Sidekick, Mama. Mm-hmm.
And you see a message. It's from Frontella Scope. What does it say?
Frontella is, it just says, it's a bunch of dollar signs and a TikTok.
Yeah. Curdle is like, "Your face fell. Who's messaging you?"
Mama, promise me you won't tell anybody what we say.
You know that the only thing thicker than blood is cream. Ice cream.
Oh, Mama. That's so disgusting, but so powerful. You know, Frontella has shown her ugly face again. She's asking for more money this time.
Like she's not, you know, swimming around in gold rings and tiaras. She wants more, Mama. I gotta cut her off somehow.
Sweet Daddy Magnolia Escalade, did I raise you to be bent over a barrel by some accountant?
No.
What are you gonna do about it, Sweet Daddy?
I'm gonna make her lose her fucking mind.
Right. So I think this is hatching a scheme.
Yes.
So you are going to hatch a scheme. Go ahead. What is your motive here? Is it spite or panic
or I'm need? Gonna need.
Need. Okay, great. Roll plus need. So you need this scheme to work.
That's a 12.
A 12. Great. Wow. You get to pick one of the following and you get to answer it. Either you are overheard, there is a misunderstanding, or the person you are hatching a scheme with is going to make a demand of you.
Ooh, Mama will make a demand.
Okay, great. What do you have to do for Mama Escalade?
For her?
Yeah. So she's making a so as you're saying, you know, I'm going to make her fucking lose her mind, and you're talking about what you're going to do with her to Mama. Mama makes a demand from you or of you.
I think Mama wants me to settle down and be married.
Yeah. So Curdle is like,
oh wait, does yeah? Okay, that makes sense.
And what is the and just to establish it, what's your plan against Frontelescope?
Frontella, I'm gonna put I want her to. Oh God! I mean, she can mysterious. I want her disappeared, and I think I have a person who may be able to help me do that.
Mm. And out of curiosity, who is that?
Kevinston.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Yes. So Curdle is like, excellent. Once you get that nasty little business taken care of, you'll finally settle down and give me a great grandchild.
Yeah.
Like you promised when I spotted you the money to start your empire.
Yes, Mama. I'll finally give you the mixins that you want, the little scoops of ice cream, the kitty cones that you're after. I'll finally do that, Mama.
Sweet Daddy, I don't have much time left on this earth. You give me what I need. You give me a little baby to hold. You hear me?
I hear you, Mama. Now let's get you out of this steamy room.
I look like a raisin.
Raisin on ice cream. Now that's a new flavor I haven't tried before.
Ooh. Yeah. So we'll cut back over. Kevinston, you and Sugarbean are there talking, and you get a text on your cell phone. It is from Sweet Daddy. Sweet Daddy, what is the text that you send to Kevinston?
It says, Hilson Hall forever.
Hilson, I respond. I put my finger up to Sugarbean's face. 1 second. Hilson Hall forever. Send.
Great. The meeting is set.
Mm.
Sugarbean, is there anything else you do in this moment talking to Kevinston?
I think I'm just going to say, get rid of the mice and get those extra bricks. And don't come back until you have.
Sure thing, boss.
And then text me when you have.
Oh, I will.
And then clock out properly.
Oh, I will.
Great. And so here is a moment where there is a bit of information that I need to figure out.
Okay.
So here are things we know. Peter Parker is the night manager of Sweet Daddy Escalade's ice cream parlor. Mm-hmm. Kevinston Brattleford bought the only lighthouse in town, which Sweet Daddy wanted to buy as a second ice cream parlor location.
As a freestanding ice cream parlor.
Yes. And I shouldn't say second. Obviously, Sweet Daddy has more than one ice cream parlor.
Absolutely. Several locations across Marquette.
Mm-hmm. Sugarbean, you, two things we know. One is that you are Kevinston's boss. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And two, that you rent space from Sweet Daddy Escalade.
Mm-hmm.
What is your business?
Well, okay. So, a couple of things. I messed everything up because I forgot the part about how Jess' character bought the lighthouse. I had built like an actor, mm-hmm. That I was the owner of the lighthouse and I'd hired him as the new caretaker. So let's change that. Instead, I think my business is watercolors. I make watercolors.
Ooh. Okay.
And paint? Okay, give me a second. So Kevinston is my assistant, just like my assistant as a watercolor. But I am going to paint the lighthouse and I need there to be some extra bricks in one particular part.
Absolutely.
And so him living there is immaterial to the fact that like I'm spending a lot of time there painting it. And he does not need to be, you know, not doing what I said.
Okay, so sorry, just to check in on it. So you're repainting the lighthouse?
No. I am an artiste,
mm-hmm.
and I make paintings. And then the space that I rent from Big Daddy is a store in the mall where I sell my watercolors.
Okay.
So that's how I'm his tenant.
Gotcha. And and Kevinston does what for you?
He's my assistant, so he does a lot of things. He's
kind of a gopher.
Yeah, kind of a gopher. Sometimes he'll do figure modeling. Sometimes he'll just like help me. He'll hold the paint. Whatever I need on any given day.
Great.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly.
I love it.
Good show.
Great. Yeah. So Sugarbean, I think probably at this point, not having found Peter Parker, you'd probably head back to the mall.
Yeah, I'm going to head back to the mall.
Great. One thing out of game thing, just to say for everybody, all of you have a twist, and it's a move that you have it's when you reveal a new relationship you have with another character, it gives you a special ability. So like for Sugarbean, if you reveal a new relationship, you get to erase all harm. Kevinson, if you reveal a new relationship, everybody erases the backstory they have with you. And Sweet Daddy, if you reveal a new relationship, you get to take any backstory they had with you and then add it to your backstory with them. So these are just little moves that you have that we didn't previously go over. I just saw it and wanted to say, great. Sugarbean, you leave stymied and disappointed.
Indeed.
Unable to find your affair partner, Peter Parker. You go back to the mall and you're confronted there outside of it, arms crossed. And upset is a familiar form, but one that you weren't expecting to see. It's Gwen, Peter Parker's girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Awkward.
And she's standing there and she's, I suppose probably, but then the issue is because next to your, what's the name of your business?
Oh, it's Sweet Scenes.
Sweet Scenes. Very good. Next to Sweet Scenes is Sweet Daddy's mall ice cream parlor location that Peter Parker works at.
Right.
So as you're walking over to your location, you see standing outside of the ice cream parlor, Gwen tapping her foot, arms crossed. She looks very frustrated. How close are you to Gwen?
I mean, I would say that we're in the same friend group. But
I just
not.
Realized probably pretty close because she spent a whole night crying on your shoulder.
Yes, but what I was going to say is like we're in the same friend group for sure. Like we all go out for drinks with the girls, and that one night, like we ended up taking a cab home together, and whatever. She was really drunk, so I took care of her. But I don't particularly like her, but. She's kind of a tryhard.
Yeah. So as you walk and try to like not make eye contact, she's like, oh, Sugarbean. Sugarbean.
Oh, hi, Gwen. Hi.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
Her face falls as she was waiting for it to be returned in kind.
I know.
Crashly
is playing this role, huh?
Crashly, your favorite character is just really going in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it down. I want to see what happens.
Sorry.
She just tells it like it is.
Are you shushing with no finger?
I like that.
Oh, my finger.
Sugarbean, I hate to ask you, but have you seen Peter anywhere?
Why would you ask me? What do you mean?
Well, we're supposed to be meeting up for a romantic getaway to try to clear the air. Things have been a little weird between us recently.
Wait, what time are you supposed to meet up with him today?
Well, we were supposed to meet up at 8 o'clock.
Well, that's strange.
Why?
Oh, just because in an unrelated twist, I was supposed to meet up with a date at 3:30, but I guess it's not that strange. I mean, people who are, people have plans at the same time all the time or similar times. You see what I mean? How funny it is? It's funny.
It seems like you're trying to keep a secret. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and roll. What is your intentions in this?
Drama.
Drama? Okay, great. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, you're just doing it. You're almost purposely spilling the beans just to antagonize.
A little bit. I got an 8.
Okay, on an 8, the table gets to choose one of the following and answer is it.
Ooh.
So Jeff and Rashawn, which does Sugar Bean do while she's kind of stumbling over trying to cover this date? She either leaves evidence of her duplicity, she's trapped in this situation, or she raises false suspicions.
I think she reveals something, like an envelope just falls out of her purse something.
And what's in the envelope?
In the envelope is a bunch of condoms.
Yeah, great. And I guess here's the real question.
Personalized condoms.
Yes. Yeah.
Who finds it? Is it Gwen that finds it, or is it a different character?
Different character.
Mm. Great.
Sweet Daddy walks by and says, with some ice cream samples, goes, "This sour moment could use a little bit of sugar. Oh, miss, you dropped these. Gwen, right?"
"Oh, no, that was mine." "That was mine.
These
so
are
sorry.
Your condom-filled
envelope. My envelope. My envelope. It is my envelope, yes."
And, Gwen is like, "That's so funny. Those smell so familiar."
"My condoms smell familiar? I honestly don't know what that could mean."
"Yeah, no, those are scented condoms, right?"
"Sure. Who doesn't use scented condoms?"
"I don't know. Peter loves scented condoms." No, Sweet Daddy, you have sworn to keep what you know about Sugar Bean a secret.
"I have."
"For their own good. I don't know if what you know is that she's having an affair or if it's something else, but you certainly know Sugar Beans and you can see that she's in a bit of trouble right now. So I imagine you'd probably step in."
"Yes, I would. I'd say, Gwen, you have just won. I came over here and I was overwhelmed and you've just won an evening at the beautiful Sugar Mill Hotel downtown. For you and whoever else you'd like to bring. Wouldn't that sound romantic?"
"Oh, that sounds wonderful. Don't you think so, Sugar Bean?"
"Oh, it sounds so wonderful." And I'm going to touch Big Daddy on the shoulder in my signature move.
"Oh, sure."
Then I see this happening. Gwen is all excited and I take your robe and I subtly put it back on your shoulder in a knowingly "you owe me" gesture.
Great. Yeah.
My big eyes understand.
Wow. Okay. I feel a little tension between Sweet Daddy and Sugar Bean.
Hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mm. Good tension, sexy tension. Great. Yeah. And with that, Sugar Bean is like, I have to let Peter know. He's going to be so excited and I got to figure out where he is. She leaves to go make a phone call. Sweet Daddy,
I call and make a I call my assistant. Who is, who did I say Daryl Candle was? Just a person? Did I give them a title?
Yeah, all we have established far is that Daryl Candle has been telling tales about you behind your back.
I think Daryl Candle is my assistant.
Yeah.
Oh.
A very assistant-y thing to do.
Yes. So I immediately call Daryl and say, "Make a reservation in the penthouse suite of the Sugar Hill Hotel downtown under the name Gwen. Last name... I don't know."
"I don't know if anyone knows the last name. I've never heard it."
"Very well, sir. I will do it. Anything else you'd like done?"
"No, you sneaky, nosy bitch." Click.
Hangs up. Yeah, great. So it's just you and Sugar Bean in front of Sweet Scenes, the painting store.
"Oh, I like your shop here. That's nice."
"Oh, thank you.
Sweet Daddy ice cream next to Sweet Dreams. I like the way that sounds together."
"Well, I have a great landlord."
The laugh goes on way too long and the camera it just keeps zooming in on our faces.
Great. Great. I'm going to call this, well, it's interesting. Sorry, I was saying huh because I'm surprised the one thing this game-
Is this the natural end of the episode?
No. Yeah. Well, the one thing this game doesn't have is a like a mechanic for like flirting or like-
It is weird. There's so much treachery.
Yeah, there's so much treachery, but and I'm trying to decide which one like getting an emotional thing over somebody would be. I guess it would be spilling your guts.
Or I mean, maybe this could be a, like we ship- The audience ships us, so maybe that can lean into the fandom of it all.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think this is just, I don't think this will have anything mechanical, but yeah, the audience has definitely been building towards this. So there's a huge will they, won't they with Sweet Daddy and Sugar Bean that is at play here. And at that moment, the other thing I realized, Sugar Bean, what you did establish that Sweet Daddy wrote you a threatening letter once.
Yeah.
And you still have it.
I do.
What was the threatening letter?
It was actually before. Yeah. So the threatening letter was threatening to reveal that my first painting that I sold was paint by numbers.
Was a forgery.
Yeah. Sort of a forgery. Or you could just say like I bought it at a KB Toys. And just painted it by numbers and then like changed a couple things. And
great.
Yeah. We in the business call it a reproduction.
Yeah. So you know that Sweet Daddy has that leverage over you.
Yeah.
So this romantic relationship maybe isn't as pure from your end.
That could be true. Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what? I'll take this one of the dolphin. I think that would look lovely in my office. Or wonderful. Perhaps in my family room. My children. Oh. Gosh, I don't have any children.
Oh,
one
God.
Day they could enjoy something like that.
Well, for you, as a really wonderful landlord, I'll give it to you for 50% off. So it's only $2,000.
I take out cash.
Just a $2,000
bills.
Oh, great. Wow.
Yeah. And as you're buying it and walking out, Sweet Daddy, your grandmother, Curdle, wheels over and is like, Sweet Daddy?
Yes, Mama.
What are you doing with that girl?
I think that girl just might be my wife.
You Sweet Daddy, you come here.
And she motions you over and she grabs your hand.
I lower down.
And she's like, you stay away from her. She's using you, Sweet Daddy, and you can't see it.
Mama, look at the eyes of this dolphin. Look how expressive they are. You think an evil, unloving person could paint something like that?
I think this is going to be you pushing back on your grandmother. I think this is from love.
Yes, which I add zero to love.
Yeah, so just roll straight and we'll see what they...
4.
Wow, okay. This is a miss. I think what... I'm not going to give you boredom for this because I think this is good and juicy. I think what this is there's going to be some harm. Sweet Daddy, your grandmother, Curdle... looks at you and she shakes her head and she's like, another fool boy, another one in a long line of fool boy escalades. I thought you'd be different, but you're not, Sweet Daddy. You haven't proved yourself to me yet.
So you're going to take social harm. Your grandmother disapproves of you.
What are you going to do? Sue me again? And then runs off and I like, oh, so sad.
Yeah.
In my cream suit.
And that's what you run off and we're going to cut forward to, what was it? Hilton Hall?
I think, yes, I think I said Hilton. Hillman?
Yeah.
Hillman Hall forever.
Hillman Hall.
They're at the, let's see, Superior State University where you two went to school. It's late at night and Kevinson, you're there waiting and
it's getting late.
Sweet Daddy pulls up in his Sweet Daddy. Emma, is it wrong for me to assume that you drive an Escalade?
It's we drive a Buick.
Okay, great. Sweet Daddy pulls up in his very ornate Buick, flashes the lights twice, and then turns them off. And so it's just dark. Do you get in the car?
Absolutely.
Kevinston slides in. Sweet Daddy, are you driving or are you in the back?
I'm being driven by Daryl.
Okay, great.
I'm an idiot, and I brought Daryl.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Should I get in the back with you?
Yes. So Kevinson is in the passenger seat right now.
I thought you were driving.
No,
it seems
I'm
money
driving.
Has changed you.
Money.
Money has not changed me. I've always had an eye for the finer things. Now, climb over the seat and come into the back with me.
I'm going to get out and walk in like a man. Could you unlock my door, please?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead. And he
That's the window.
Here, fine. And he unlocks and the door opens.
Thank you so much. Could you unlock the back door?
He's like,
Daryl, get out and open the door for Kevin.
Fine.
Please don't do that.
And Daryl gets out very reluctantly, goes over and is like, here's that door. It's open for you. And opens the door.
Daryl.
Yeah.
I close the door.
Yeah. Daryl, stay outside while we have this conversation. And I roll up the windows.
But sweet daddy.
I roll up the windows.
Yeah. So sweet daddy, you're there. You brought your former college friend, Kevinston Brattleford, back in, and you wanted to talk with him about getting rid of Frontella's scope.
Now, this scope woman has been at my throat for years, taking money, asking for more, and Kevinston, we've known each other for a long time, and I can trust you with something like this, but I need this fly to stop buzzing around. Nobody likes a fly in their ice cream.
Absolutely not. Nobody likes a fly in general. I had a soup once with a fly. I hated it.
Unless you were a frog, I guess it's like protein. That's just, what else do frogs eat?
They're probably other types of bugs. Like crickets.
Crickets, maybe a slug? Would a frog eat a slug?
I think I've seen that before.
What's the scheme that you hatch?
I said I wanted to have Frontella lose her mind.
Yeah, and then you also said you wanted her, like, disappeared. So I'm just curious what you want. Like, how dramatic this goes, you know?
I was thinking, like, stolen identity or making her...
Get soapy, yeah.
I think it would be interesting to, like, make, like, a fake town and drop her off there and make her think that everybody was, like, raptured and she is left alone.
Okay.
Is that too much?
No, I there's no such thing in the soap opera.
And I own a lot of property across a couple counties. Mystery County. And I'm looking to the camera.
Somewhere the executive producer's like, it's spreading. They can't all do it.
Wait, what? Mystery County, home of the freestanding lids.
Yes, on Mall Street. And I rattle off numbers of counties where I have property, where I can have a little ghost town. Now, the thing is, Frontella, I think the scariest thing was for her to think that everybody's gone and she's left alone with her thoughts, and she drives herself crazy.
Now, tell me, what did this Frontella do to you besides getting your ice cream all goopy?
What else does she do? Well, she wants me to take the lighthouse from you, Kevinston.
Okay. Now, is this... let me check on something here. Is this... Sweet Daddy, is this strictly true? Like, is she the one pushing for it? Or is that...
Are you using her as an excuse.
Okay, great. So this is going to be a secret.
Sure. Okay.
So go ahead and roll. I think with this, I think this is either drama or... Need? Well, no, I think this is drama.
Okay, drama. Because I am a tycoon, and I do love properties.
You do.
So that's 10 plus 1, 11.
That's 11, great. Okay, so you get to pick which of the following. You leave evidence of your duplicity, you're trapped in this situation, or you raise false suspicions.
I raise false suspicions.
Okay, what sort of panic or what false suspicions do you raise with Kevinston?
Can I ask Kevinston what he had been doing since? Do I know why Kevinston's in town?
No, I don't know. Well, actually, Jeff, you decide that.
I'm in town to pop a little blueberry farmer.
Oh, okay. So I guess in my mind, there just plays like a clip show from my encounters with the Blueberry Council.
Yeah.
If you, okay, so yes, you want to get to know Otis Flotus.
Yeah, I want to get to know him. Not for a long time, but a wrong time.
I raise suspicion by, I can sit you up with a meeting with the blueberry farmers, get him alone.
I'd love that. I'd love that. Out in the bushes.
Sure.
Great. So it sounds to me like, Sweet Daddy, you're sort of using this all to be a, do a thing of like, if you take care of my problem, I'll help you take care of yours.
Yes.
Great. And as you're saying that, Sweet Daddy, I'm going to have you do this again because you you set this up. Sweet Daddy, this is absolutely hatching a scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think the motive is pretty clear. It's need.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll plus need.
10.
Great. You get to pick one of the following. You're either overheard, there's a misunderstanding, or Kevinson is going to make a demand from you.
Fucking Daryl.
Daryl overhears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The camera pans out as we see that in the fumbling with the door locks and the windows and everything, that the rear window was left just about an inch down. And standing outside the car is Daryl. And from in front of him, he pulls out his cell phone, has it low below waist so it's not visible from the car, and he sends a text. The text says, "Get ready. They're coming for you." He hits send and it goes to Otis Flotus. And that's where the soap opera episode ends.
Dun, dun,
oh, there's
dun,
an ending right there. Why would they end it right there? I was just getting to the good stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Crashly, what the heck?
I don't know. They always do this. This is why I watch it every day.
Oh my
God. Every
day.
This
is
I know.
This is not fair.
Did you see when they said Mystery County?
Oh yeah, my
God. That was really cool.
That was cool.
Incredible.
And then a TV announcer, like you hear like, stay tuned for a back-to-back episode of What Goes Up.
Holy what? Shit.
No way. Oh my
God. That's so cool. We don't have to wait until next week.
Yes.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Suckers.
Gotcha. Got you.
Well,
we're bad. Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County. You can also tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we're so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little world. We want to thank James Mullen, the creator of Liquid Soap, the game that we played today. You can find a link for Liquid Soap in our episode description. Until next time, check out this One Shot Network podcast.
3, 2, 1, let's go. Listen to my voice as I tell you about System Mastery. System Mastery is a delightful stroll through the history of role-playing games, except the games are terrible and the hosts are real jerks about everything. So join hosts Jeff and John as they explore the weirdest games ever made to talk about what worked, what went wrong, and which Silverhawk was the best. Find their shows at SystemMasteryPodcast.com.
You can find all that and more at OneShotPodcast.com.
People gotta learn.
Mm-hmm.
People've got to learn. Thank you.
People have got to learn.
Folks?
Yes.
You gotta learn.
Learn!
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No King system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.